morning, everybody. Let me start with my outrage and sorrow for the death of three brave U.S. troops in Jordan and for the other troops who were wounded. The President and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces, and we will take all necessary actions to defend the U.S. and our troops. Now, at this important time, I'm glad to be back at the Pentagon. I feel good and am recovering well, but still recovering. And I appreciate all the good wishes that I've received thus far. And welcome back, Ms. Secretary General.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. It's a pleasure to get to host you here today. You know, over the past 3 years, we've worked closely together, and I want to thank you for your leadership. And you've heard me say that a number of times, and it is heartfelt. I have really watched you lead the alliance through some very challenging times. You've kept NATO united and resolute through the most serious threat to transatlantic security since the end of the Cold War. Over the nearly 2 years since Putin's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, NATO has grown stronger and more united than ever. NATO became even more capable last year when Finland joined. And I'm very pleased that the Turkish Parliament voted last week for Sweden to join NATO as well. And we're looking forward to welcoming Sweden to NATO soon. Now, we'll talk today about ways to further strengthen transatlantic security as we look to next month's defense ministerial meeting in Brussels and to the 75th anniversary summit that we'll host here in Washington later this year. Deterrence and defense will always be job number one for NATO. And we've made excellent progress on implementing the decisions that our leaders made at the Vilnius Summit. With our approved regional plans, we're ensuring a theater-wide, multi-domain deterrent. And if any adversary challenges that deterrent, the alliance is ready to fight and to win. So I look forward to some frank discussions with you and our valued allies about what we need to strengthen our collective deterrence and defense. And that includes reaching and maintaining the levels of defense spending and production that we need to follow through on our commitments from Vilnius. That's vital so that we can continue to support Ukraine and to replenish our own stocks of weapons and munitions. NATO is the most powerful and successful alliance in history, and we're going to keep it that way. So, Mr. Secretary General, we've got a lot to discuss today, and I look forward to that discussion. And over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Secretary Austin Lloyd. It's good to see you again, and thank you for your warm welcome. And it's great to see that you are doing well, and I look forward to continuing to working with you. Let me start by expressing my condolences for the U.S. troops killed and wounded in Jordan. This demonstrates once again the risk that servicemen are exposed to when they stand up for our values and take part in missions and operations where we protect freedom and the values we all believe in. Iran continues to destabilize the region. This includes backing terrorists who attack our ships in the Red Sea, and the U.S. is leading international efforts to end these attacks. We will, as you mentioned, also discuss Russia's war aggression against Ukraine, and the war is now nearing the two-year mark. The situation on the battlefield is challenging. But NATO allies are providing unprecedented support to Ukraine, and it is important that we continue to do so. Our support to Ukraine is not charity, it is an investment in our own security, because the world will become more dangerous if President Putin wins in Ukraine, and this is also closely watched in China and Beijing, so that makes it even more important that we continue to support Ukraine. And therefore, I also welcome the leadership of you and President Biden in ensuring that we are going to continue to support Ukraine. We will also discuss how to continue to adapt the alliance in the future. NATO is now holding Steadfast Defender, our biggest military exercise in decades, with 90,000 troops, including many from the United States, demonstrating how NATO has adapted and how we have increased the readiness of our forces and how we also have deployed more forces to the eastern part of the alliance. We also see growing competition with China. Beijing is not an adversary, but China is conducting a major military build-up, increasingly aligning with Russia and bullying its neighbors, not least Taiwan. And all of this impacts our security. So when we face a more dangerous world, we need to invest more in security. I commend you for your leadership on these issues. And I welcome the fact that European allies are now stepping up. All allies across Europe and Canada have increased defense spending, added $450 billion extra US dollars for defense, demonstrating that they take this seriously. And I look forward to the defense ministerial meeting next week and also the summit here in Washington in July, where we're going to celebrate the 75th anniversary of this alliance, but also work and agree on important decisions on how to continue to ensure that NATO is the most successful alliance in history. So thanks so much, Roy. It's great to see you again.
Well, welcome back to the Pentagon, Secretary General. So look forward to a great discussion. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, press release. Thank you, press release. Thank you, press release.